smoke.
And it's your boy, Artist.
Era to get too deep.
Are you Milan?
It's your girl, Flamey G.
But it's Auntie T again.
Ebony, aka Ebony with an I. I'm from the Big Head Radio Show, and I'm
with the King Teeth Network, huh?
In the end, we only have ourselves to blame for falling so deeply in love.
You have the perfect life. Adorable baby, amazing husband.
I didn't think I had to tell you about this, but my girl, my family, bro.
She's about to get all the money. That's $2 million in cash.
Because in the end, it's love that we can't cheat.
And it's the King Teeth Network. We are here. Shout out to Westside Productions. Shout out to my boy, Greggy Westside. We got a legend in the motherfucking building. And when I say legendary, I know I talk about a lot of artists. I rock with a lot of artists. Shout out to the city. Shout out to Ohio. But this man right here, he has made his name from being a supporter, content creator, a voice, somebody you can depend on, somebody you can rely on, somebody that you see out and you know you're going to have a motherfucking top. Man, we got Studio 216 and the motherfucking building.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, my boy?
Oh, man. I'm so blessed for you to have me, man, because I don't think I've been on, this might be my second podcast.
Yeah.
But, something, you know, like it's that. Like family ties, so this is a little different.
This is a little different.
It's a little different right here. We can
get into it.
Get into it, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Why the hell you been killing the Remembrance page so much? Like, what the...
My daughter, check this out, like, so it used to be Philly Yo Catch the Craziest shit, right? My eyes would just catch stuff. I ain't no police scanner, none of that. I'd just be driving and just see stuff. Mm. So one day I was sitting there watching the news with my daughter, and she was just like, Daddy, this ain't it. It's boring, like... And she started to mimic what he was doing. It was like 43 degrees, and it's cold, so wear your coat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what you want him to say? Something like, yo, look, you know what I'm saying? A little frisky. You know, weather can be a little tricky. And she's like, and I'm like, over to you. Because, you know, they always send it back over to the...
Yeah.
And then that just... I did a couple, and then Cleveland Memories page was just like, send everything.
Really?
Send everything.
Mm.
Like, we want a partner, we gonna go ahead and lock in, and they done turned me all the way up to the point where 19 done been in my DM.
Now talk about that, the transition, right? So it mm-hmm. goes from your daughter, and now we gotta talk about your daughter, because you the best dad, you done said it.
Yeah.
You the best dad in the world.
Yeah.
So your daughter's obviously heavily in your life.
Yeah.
You're heavily a father, mm-hmm. black father. Yes, Let's get that clear. Before we jump to the Remembrance page, why is it so important to showcase being a black father?
I'm 36. Coming up, it was an era where that deadbeat thing was real big. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys, they came in, and then they went out, you know what I mean? And that kid grew up, and statistically they say that child will either, if a boy, end up dead or in prison,
mm-hmm.
if a girl, pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Then I seen, probably in the last 10 years, a lot of young dudes really being fathers. I'm talking about street dudes,
yeah.
just fathers, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't trying to be what they went through. So for me, I just try to showcase to people what it's like, and honestly, how easy it is. If I had my daughter at 26 mm-hmm. after my 5-year prison bid. It was the best thing that could have happened to me. I was in a position to be a father. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, they stumble upon their kids. Mm-hmm. You know? You see that a lot.
Yep.
You know, a sexual encounter can turn into a lifelong commitment to a child.
Yep.
So for me, it was like, if I show people this, maybe they can understand that it ain't nothing to just be present.
Mm.
You know, it ain't nothing to be active. Mm. Now, I actually enjoy it. My son, he's 15. My daughter, she 9. He's not really into the, you know, the spotlight. But everybody, you know, they've seen my son. He's everywhere just like she is. But she's almost like the mini-me. Mm. So that's why people see her a lot, because whatever daddy doing, she want to do it. If I rap, she want to rap.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I walked out the house. I just walked out the house from her to come here, and she hit me with the, over to you. And I'm just like,
I love it. So back to you. The Cleveland members reached out, said, send me all of that.
Yeah, they was,
that's
they,
good content.
They was already posting, like, for instance, Drew.
Come on,
the,
now.
The doctor dude.
Yeah.
He ended up getting hit, punched in the club by a bouncer.
Wow.
That was my footage. It was a dog in the club at Pooh Gutter Club. That was my footage. It was a dude climbing out of a window on Lakeside 3800. That was my footage.
So they was already seeing what
they
you
was already
doing.
Posting it, but it wasn't in that light.
Right.
It was just like, it's something crazy going on in Cleveland.
Credit.
Now it's more like I'm reporting.
You're right. Yeah, we hear your voice.
Yeah, yeah, I'm covering everything.
And how does that shift from, and catch this, y'all, because y'all not understanding partnerships and how they are supposed to help beneficially. The first step was they saw him. So they saw the content and it was like, oh, that shit fire. And we're going to repost it and probably give credit. So he knew that they were showing love. Maybe not everybody else knew it was from him yet. But they was like, oh, he going to keep going? Oh, let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in because this shit's going so well. Let's bring him in and let's do a partnership and let's get his voice, his likeness, his feel to what he's already doing and broadcast it on our network. Now, what happens? You get the platform's agreement to get their backing.
Yeah.
Now you're getting their following.
Yeah.
Now you're getting their people.
Yeah.
Now they're like, who is Philly? Why is Philly? Let me follow Philly.
And they go, I do about...
That's a partnership, people.
I do about 1 million views a week.
That
easy.
But look,
I'm a rapper.
But you see how you had to grow that
into that? Yes, sir.
And not have to worry about no money or you did it the right way.
Yeah.
And how longevity works is good business.
And I always did that in the city with anybody. They'll tell you. I've bought the Tower City Theater, paid for a theater so artists can have a video showcase. I bought studio sessions. And all this stuff is on my Instagram where I've had 20 artists come from around the city and y'all don't pay for nothing. Just see if y'all can come up with something. See if y'all can be creative.
Mm-hmm.
I did the giveaways, philanthropy. That's my work has always been helping others. I've literally had people who I dislike who were talented and I paid for their video. I had people that wouldn't support me to this day. And just who I am, I still support them. You know what I mean? I don't live the tick for tag life. I tried to find my purpose, and I did.
That part.
And
so
I did.
I need you to go ahead and shout out what exactly you do on the Cleveland Remembrance page, and shout out the Remembrance page real quick.
So shout out the Cleveland Remembrance page. They gave me a hell of an opportunity. So what I do is, at first it was just catching stuff around the city. I wouldn't talk. Now I'm reporting. So if it's the traffic, if it's the weather, if it's Finesse 2 times in the tank situation with the clothing brand.
Mm.
Whatever it may be, most likely if it's someone talking an extended voice, it'll be my voice at Philio 216. You'll see it in all the tags. We got a lot of great things ahead. What the Memories page wanted to do was change the stigma of what the page represented. People never looked at it as just information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's information, but it's certain things that CRP will post that Fox 8 or 19 can't post because of professionalism. You know what I mean? So they allow me, and this is why I got so much love for CRP and Cleveland Remembrance page, because they allow me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever come out of my mouth, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm articulate. I know how to speak. I'm well-versed. My colloquialism and vernaculars is all the way intact.
Come on,
you know, I'm educated, valedictorian, a year early from high school straight to college. You know what I mean? So all that, I'm really... I'm
you
really one of those.
Ended up having to do 5 years?
Hell yeah, I was a wild boy. See, sometimes your smartness might be in the books, but not in the streets.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people around me, we learned the hard way. It looked like we knew what we was doing until we was all locked up together.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Started seeing the foolish ways, you know what I mean, your actions. Mm. So with me, I could never go back. That's what I told my, I was uncomfortable there.
So talk about this. Go all the way back for me. Valedictorian.
Uh-huh.
In high school.
Yes.
Obviously a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
In the books.
Heavy.
How is your life? What gets you into the streets? Like, what makes this?
I'm from Buckeye.
Talk about it.
So I'm from Buckeye. Born and raised.
Yeah. Shout out to my guys on Buckeye too.
My mom, they know who they are. I had a great mom. My brother, me and my brother, I'm gonna be honest, we had to work smarter and not harder type of approach.
Mm.
So we was wild but strategic. So for instance, this will sound crazy until you really break down what I'm about to say. I was 13 and me and my homeboys, we wanted all the new shoes. But, you know, George was dropping every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I would go to the mall, and the shoe that's on display would happen to be me and my brother's shoe size. Mm. So I would take 2 shoes off display, which would be 2 left shoes. Mm. They only got one, you know, take 2 left, put them in my bag, go to another store. I ask them for the same shoes I got 2 left of.
What?
When they bring me my shoe, my brother would then ask them to go get another pair of shoes. When they walk off, I take one of the left shoes out of my bag and swap it with the right shoe in the box. So now in the box got 2 left shoes, and I got a brand new pair of J's in my book bag.
Whoa.
My brother would put his box of shoes on top of this one. Weight distribution lets you know there's still 2 shoes in both. You don't think none of it. They take the shoes right back to the back. I had every pair of J's you could think of.
Whoa.
And I turned them up. Go out to the car lots out in the hick towns. They left boxes on the side of the cars.
Yeah.
Use a little, anything to pry the window a little bit, took the box, go somewhere, just keep throwing it till it busts open. So we was 15 and 16 riding the newest cars in the city. We had all the flyest things. So
who taught you this? How did you stumble upon this skill set?
My mother's boyfriend. He was a thoroughbred, but at the same time, he had this thing that no matter how old you was, you need to get money.
Got you.
So the start of it was probably like candy and Zuzus and Wham Whams.
Okay.
Then it was car radios.
Mm.
Then it was home invasions and burglaries and he was almost like the Don.
Really?
Loved us. But my mom worked 2 jobs. Mm. So we was with him a lot.
Mm.
So when we seen that money, you know what I mean, coming from Buckeye, and anybody from Buckeye could vouch, I was 17 and I had hit a play on some diamonds, something crazy. And I went back to the hood and gave everybody money in my hood.
Really?
Everybody from Buckeye got 50 or 100, depending on what age they was. If you was young, I ain't give you 100. All my homies went and bought their packs. I've been generous.
Yeah.
I just wasn't always intellectually intelligent.
Right.
See, I was smart, but I didn't know how to use my skill set in the right way.
Yeah.
I knew how to get money, but just the shoe one I told you about, or the car one, or going out from Buckeye. I would go up in Shaker with the chick I was dating, and check this out. And these is all ways of how I became who I am. I would take an old Spectrum shirt from work and the clipboard and go to people's houses and knock. And these rich, rich people, most of them never home, right? And I would stand there, and if no one came, I would scale the house. And after I scaled the house and realized that absolutely nobody was there because I didn't want to encounter nobody, I wasn't here to hurt nobody. I was, in my mind, just here to extract a few things you probably don't use anyway because you ain't never home.
Mm.
And I hit a big diamond play. Got the diamond. From that.
Whoa.
Got
so
in.
So it worked.
Oh, I mean, because ain't nobody there.
Exactly.
Once I scale the house, I
and they not rushing you. You got a special shirt on.
Yeah. I'm looking like the cable guy.
Got it. You
went
smart.
Went back to the hood and just fed the hood.
But intelligence.
Very intelligent.
Applying it the right way.
Yeah. Now it's like I'm different because I don't got to do the illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm beyond blessed.
So when did it become too much and then the 5 years happened?
Because
usually you get caught up in something.
When the feds and the ATF hit my house. So what happened was we made the news. Me and my co-defendant, me and her made the news and they labeled us the sticky bandits because people that I'm doing now, y'all got to catch this. Remember I showed y'all how I started, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm buying Shorty the hottest purse. Prada, Gucci, whatever, right? We went downtown. There's a place called Cadillac Ranch. That's like Euclid, but it was turned, and the people with money was there, right? Mm-hmm. They would always put their purses down on this little thing so they could dance. So what I did was bought my shorty a purse. She would put the black purse down because my eyes kept noticing after like 2-3 weeks it was black, 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 black. So she would put the purse down, knockoff, put it down and pick up one of theirs. By the time they probably got to the police station or home, everything in their account was gone. Everything. Because at CVS, you was able to go there and get Visa gift cards for up to $1,000.
Ooh.
And you just keep getting them.
Ooh.
I got your keys, so I know you can't drive away from the club. Ooh. I got your phone, so I know you got to use their phone to call the police. And I knew you was in distress because you just lost everything.
Ooh. And you got time. Yeah. And use that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's a problem,
this CVS.
There is a... Ooh.
Oh, yeah, then that's CVS. Until they say it didn't have no more money on it. And then I'd be like, oh, let me go get my other card from the car. And just go on by my night.
Ooh.
And then the next weekend, we was clearing 510 a weekend, and I was 18.
Ooh, okay.
This is all facts. This is all public records.
Yeah, so like, you really. Can speak on... I mean, you did...
Yeah, I did all my time. Yeah,
so you
yeah.
can speak on this.
Yeah, this is really how I became...
But that's it. Real. 18... $5,000-$10,000, not really working for it.
At all.
Got a plan.
Hey, flagging down people trying to sell drugs. I wasn't with that.
Man.
That took too long, man.
So, what happened? They came, buses?
No, they went to my mama's house,
mm-hmm.
kicked her door in.
Damn.
Mama stood on 10. Really, I got the realest mama in the world, y'all. She stood on 10, said, I don't know nothing. They kicked the girl... Mama Doe in. She said, shit, they address it such and such.
Mm.
We heard a boom. Looked out the window. ATF and FBI surrounded my house.
Really?
They caught me with 46,000, two guns, a 38 right-hand special, a double-barrel Remington Colt. Neither one was loaded. So that would have changed the whole spectrum of the time.
Really?
The guns was here. The bullets was there. Yeah, and it got real.
Yeah.
It got real, real. I ain't even play with them. Guilty.
Really?
Guilty.
Really?
I ain't here to play no games.
At 18?
Motion at
18?
20. Okay, 18, so, I was in college.
So from 18 to 20, you was getting off?
Getting off. And I'm in college.
Yeah.
And getting off. I'm in Wilberforce University in Xenia.
Yeah. Getting off.
Getting off crazy.
20, you
they
got,
hit.
They Boom. Get you. And you understand you got to sit down and you take that?
I took down the chin.
Why? Like, why?
Because if I fight them.
What were you facing?
50 to 60.
How much did they say you had taken at the time?
Over $2.5 million.
Yeah, they were saying a number. I know they were.
Yeah, over $2.5. My indictments, public records, the diamond situation was crazy. It was just crazy. It was a
so
lot.
So they caught up to everything, basically.
No, but what they did was most of it, they was right. And if they wasn't right, it's like, you really going to come try to fight us for this? Because we're going to hit you hard.
They were going crazy.
I mean, just off the sticky bandit situation we made Fox 8.
Right.
Because I'm on a run.
Wow.
I'm staying in a nice inn off Miles.
At 20.
I'm on a run. I'm watching. I'm getting caught. Hey, y'all on the news. Sending me pictures. We had Nextel phones then.
Mm-hmm.
Church. Sending me a picture. I'm like, damn, I can't even act like that anymore.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So we bunkered up in a hotel. You know, we had the ladies. You know, the homies was... And then, even more so, how I knew I deserved the time, because I was dating a girl at 16. Rest in peace. She passed away from leukemia last year. Mm. And she ended up telling me about her dad's gun cabinet. And then she showed me the back of the toilet. They got something called a toilet safe. So the water in the back, they got these safes you could buy where you could put it back there, put something in it, and it won't get wet.
What?
Who the hell gonna look in the toilet? In the back part.
Literally.
So she go back there, open it, take the key out. She bragging. She from the heights. I'm from the hood. Get your ass up. Boo, shorty. Laid her down, played around, put her to sleep, got the key, opened the gun cabinet. I took every gun to everybody in my hood.
Really?
All this, if a Buckeye person see this from the hood, and I'm lying, please, whenever this drops, say so. I'm telling you, like, I ain't come here to tell not one lie. Like, literally, every
really
gun, because
Buckeye.
We really was beefing. Yeah. With the dudes across the street called Uno Mafia.
Yeah.
They was shooting us. People was getting shot every day. Yeah. The homegirl, the homie got shot in that. It was just crazy. To the point where they started to go around, the mayor was going around to certain neighborhoods and basically saying, because Leonard Craig ended up having it happen with them, basically we are like, if you got a Buckeye tattoo or any of that, gang spec. Mm. Gang spec, because it was just a lot of...
So did they have that on you?
What, the gang spec?
Yeah.
No. Okay. See, I was smart enough to use school.
Right.
Everything I did in school helped me.
Absolutely.
Because my principal came to my sentencing. My teachers came. Everybody. I was already, man, my accolades were stacked up so high because I was a school, bro. I loved school. I was like from the streets, but I like what he liked it because I liked it the women perspective. Right. Y'all like to get the football players and basketball players right until they inconvenience you. You know it's when it most inconvenienced them? Mm-hmm. When it was time for essay, school, work, and homework.
Yeah.
They was at my house. My mama could vouch. They was skipping school every day, getting that work. Me and my brother was playing crazy, but guess what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't miss no work. Mm-hmm. So when they all was selling, I was excelling. For real.
That part.
That's really like,
and that's different.
So college was easy for me because I knew how to put work first. Then I'm all over the campus. They put work the day before
at the
it was
end,
due.
And don't get it all done.
Don't get it done. That Woo! So, yeah, then I can't.
You learned that early.
Real.
So how have you, okay, so 5 years. Let's talk about actually doing the five. How was that? What did that change and for you to be able to come out and be able to be ready to be a father?
I hated it. But access. I'll tell you why I hated it. Because I like women. You know what I mean? So I was
Man,
trying to get
them.
Every female.
Love them.
I was trying to get every
and
female.
If y'all mad, if we have females on this, y'all suck dick. Hey, we love them.
Love them. And for me, it was like, the CEOs, mm-hmm. I was exposed to a lot of like their capabilities. But waking up every day, seeing a bunch of hard legs, that ain't do it for me. You know what I mean? That wasn't it. And then I seen the stagnant mind frames. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to rehabilitate because I don't want to come back. They actually getting up like, we're the hooch and the dice, and we finna go or gang banging or whatever. But I found out in the library where I was locked up at that any book I requested because I was a warden of the state, they would send out for it and I would get it.
Really?
So I studied human behavior and psychology of the brain, and now I'm a wizard.
Whew.
I'm a wizard. That I studied a lot. And people be like, man, it's like, you know what I'm thinking? It's like, you really can pay attention to a person.
Yep.
And then you can just, I'm very observant.
And you can learn a lot.
Oh, yeah. I can learn a lot. A lot of these women who have this upper echelon entitled type of, I see through it.
Because they tell everything.
They tell everything. And they show everything.
They show everything.
They can actually attempt to hide it and expose it more.
Yep.
You like.
If you know what you're looking
for. Yes.
Yes. The study of a person, of people is...
Yeah, human behavior is crazy.
It's crazy what you can do. It's very powerful.
I'm going to say it's very powerful. So powerful that sometimes...
It's scary. Yeah.
Because I be catching myself with the ball in my court forever in a situation.
Yep.
I be like, man, this ain't... So I try to expose people...
On accident.
Like telling them, just open your mind up.
Yep.
You don't got to wonder about people. Most of the time, it's a telltale situation. Instead of... talk and listen. You got two ears and one mouth. Look what you got more of. You'll be surprised how far it gets you. And always try to move in a bright light. You know what I mean? Even in your darkest moment, try to stay bright about it. I wake up every day and realize I ain't on no prison cop.
Right.
People be asking me, man, Philly, yo, man, how you always in a good mood? You don't know what I've been through.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm alive. My kids love me.
Right.
You know, my brother got six kids. They love me. People love me. I do a lot. So for me, it's like just being woke. I'm good. I'll figure the rest of this out. It can't be that hard.
After
I look at what hard was for me.
Right.
Hard was not being around my mama for 5 years, and she rode it out the whole time. By my side the whole time. Hard is watching people in this city use politics to keep us divided when unionship is exactly the direction to push in. Hard
from the hood to the heights, though.
Yeah.
Like, from every corner of life,
yeah.
Like, we have to come together and we have to want to come together.
That would be best. Reciprocity, it don't live amongst most of our peers. You know what I mean? Like, I do the stuff I do with no...
Commensalism. Come on, now.
See? Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's real.
It's real, real. It's real.
And we just gotta, I don't know. When I was for everybody else, I watched everybody else get successful off my thinking, my honesty, my work ethic, my loyalty, my support. I said after my relationship ended, at the end of last year, I said, I'm gonna focus on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what happens if I put all this talent into myself, because I was in a relationship with a chick that did movies and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest,
it's all about them.
It was all about her.
Has to be.
It was all about any woman I've ever dealt with, because I always felt like a true leader.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was like, you know what? Step back. I don't have a need for a woman other than companionship, and I don't need that.
Mm.
I desire that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So my daughter had a talk with me after that relationship ended. She said, if you just put as much as you put into her, daddy, into yourself, just watch what happened. It's my 9-year-old daughter.
Mm.
I said, you know what? She, 9-year-old saying that, you know what I mean? Let me just try it.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland Remembers Page situation happened.
Come on.
19 Action News hit me up.
Now talk about that.
So 19 Action News hit me up and said, how many years of reporting and journalism you have, and what's your degrees? And I responded, I literally just do this because I was trying to make my daughter, you know, laugh. And they was like, man, we love what you're doing. We have a team reach out. Fox 8 was kind of the same thing. But why
they're teaching you that.
I'm so tied in with Clear Remembrance Page, because they made reference to how I would have to present things. And it won't be the feel of your way. Clear Remembrance Page, let me do it the feel of your way.
Right.
And we go up. I did a weather report this morning.
Right.
It's different when you can have that flexibility and that freedom of creativity.
Ooh, but I want to tell you this on camera, bro. They're telling you for a reason. Not to change you. They're testing you to see, is he going to change?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to shift for us? Or is he going to get bigger and know that we're still watching?
Mm-hmm.
Because then if it's big enough, if you're Cameron's level, 19 Action News is going to rock.
Yeah, they're going to rock just because of the
bullshit. Now, will you have to learn how to use your vernacular to not curse? Mm-hmm. That is a skill set. That is not I'm missing the filial way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a skill set. But that doesn't mean that door is closed.
Right.
Because they're not seeing it yet.
Yeah. And sometimes my videos ever had cussing in it.
That part.
It's crazy.
And again... We got to understand what they're saying when they're saying what they're saying. Yes. Not what they're saying. Because sometimes what they're saying could be like, damn, it's a decline. It's a no. It's a I'm not their type.
Right.
When it could very well be, no, it's a I see you. This is what we do. I know this is not necessarily what you do. Do you want to do it? Did you know? And if you don't, keep doing you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing you.
Right.
And press the gas, because we see you.
They like every post.
Because we see you.
Yeah, they like every single post. They love what I'm doing. They love hearing the razzle-dazzle with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get lost from lack of engagement. You know, we see it with children, man. You put a sexy red song in front of them. Hands on, whatever the words is, they can, because they want to hear that.
They want to hear that.
Gracie Corner.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, to where it's hip.
Yeah.
When you got that clear eyes type of
it's not
approach, it's easy to lose the person.
Yeah, especially demographically wise.
Oh, yeah.
Especially age and bringing in a younger artist. But I want to leave you with, man, like, they said something else. Like, these are the accolades. These are how many years of this. Now, that's on you to see if you want to go put in some more work and learn the skills that's still gonna make it you, but still have the accolades. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do still. I have all of this.
Yeah, and I'm broadcasting, but I'm still me.
I still got the feel of your way.
Yeah.
You still gotta take me this way, but I got all the credibilities, so now you gotta pay me for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something they told you too. It's so much in a paragraph that people will read a paragraph and look at it differently. And if you really break down the paragraph, they told you everything you need to do.
Yes.
And that sometimes, what everybody be missing? What's the next step? What do I need? How do I get to the next level without forming or having to transform into something else?
Yeah, oh, compromise who I am.
Come on,
get the property.
An accolade just costs money, bro.
Mm-hmm.
A class just takes time and energy, bro.
Yep.
Like, what are they telling you What they're telling you is you can do it. That's what they just told you. Fox 8, Fox 9, 19 News, they told you you can do it. Mm-hmm. And if Cleveland remembers Paige wasn't enough, nigga, I know you can do it. Nigga, everybody around me know you can do it. So it's like, keep doing it, bro. And you see the couple months you put into you, how much it took. Come on, keep putting it into you.
It's crazy. Yeah,
keep putting it into you because these women are distracting.
Oh, yeah.
110%.
And we're all love and respect, but we just got to call a spade, you know what I mean?
But if you up, they're going to be there anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the one that you want to be there, that they when you really up, she going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, in, like you said, the ball in your court to if you want to take her or not.
Yeah, because I'm at the point now. I actually had a female tell me, I think you... I hope you don't think that it's whatever she said. And it's funny because I'm unattracted to people who don't support me.
Me too.
So when I stop and I look.
100%.
So when I see you not supporting me, you don't even have to worry about me liking you.
Period.
Period. Like, if you don't support Filio, please.
Please don't even look this way.
If I smile, sound wild, or jump up and down, I will never, ever like someone who don't support me.
Never.
I support everything.
Everything. And if they put their focus on them, they going to win.
God's
keep that off your chest.
No matter what you do, every individual, man, try to find your purpose. Try to find what it is you were meant and put on this earth to do. And in doing so, be very mindful that there's words like reciprocate, where you can definitely tell if you should or shouldn't be in the situation. Mm-hmm. If you chase your dreams and you be all for self, mm-hmm. as my brother said, anything you want, it will come. Mm-hmm. Patience is truly a virtue. Don't let nobody diminish your dreams. Don't let nobody put your dreams on hold. And don't let people be the crabs in the bucket to hold you down when all you simply got to do is remove yourself from the situation. Love yourself first. Self-love, self-awareness, self-esteem. Make sure all those things is right and in place. And don't let nobody not supporting you deter you from the ultimate goal, being everything you could be in life. Mm-hmm. And that's a filial philosophy.
And it's the King TV Network. We out of here.
Peace.
Appreciate you.
My brother. All right, we got one.